This is the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast. It's the 26th of November, 2024, 2 days before Thanksgiving. I'm Andy Eubank. Good morning. Eric Pfeiffer and C.J. Miller coming up with the news, including recognition at the Indiana State House for the state's poultry producers. And it's now time to thaw that turkey in the fridge for Thursday. The Hat Podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. FFBT.com, their website, to learn more. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin has cooler, drier conditions today and probably no Thanksgiving travel problems here in the state. Ag markets yesterday mixed. Chuck Shelby market analysis coming up on the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Today's news is all about the turkeys and the ones that grew them. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Indiana's poultry producers were honored yesterday for their generosity to Hoosiers in need. C.J. Miller has more from the State House in downtown Indy.
This year we are celebrating donations of upwards of 250,000 pounds of duck, turkey, and broiler chicken, 1 million dozen chicken eggs, and 50,000 dozen duck eggs.
And that's Becky Yonascon, president of the Indiana State Poultry Association. She and other representatives of Indiana's turkey, duck, chicken, and egg industries were recognized during the 77th annual Governor's Poultry Presentation at the State House. Governor Eric Holcomb thanked the leaders of the state's poultry industry for their long practice of working to address food insecurity in communities across the state.
This is a rich tradition of passing on their bounty and blessings to those who are maybe a little less fortunate. Second helpings prominently displayed here and will be in receipt of a lot of nourishment, good protein, eggs, turkey, chickens, ducks, so that they can have a good Thanksgiving just like so many other Hoosiers around them.
In addition, Yonascon says that Indiana poultry producers have donated more than $120,000 this year to charitable organizations in their communities.
Our producers are also very engaged in other ways, whether that's FFA or 4-H.
The strength of Indiana's poultry industry was also recognized, with Indiana being one of the top poultry producing states in the country.
We are the number one producer of duck in the United States. We produce 60% of the nation's duck in Indiana.
Indiana is also number 3 in the U.S. for egg production, number 4 for turkey production. Certainly makes sense with Thanksgiving coming this week. Read more and see photos from the governor's annual poultry presentation at the State House. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller.
So you bought that frozen turkey for Thanksgiving on Thursday. Now you need to thaw it out. If it's a big one, you might need to get started today.
It'll take about 24 hours for every 5 pounds of turkey.
That's Meredith Carruthers with USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline. She says thawing your bird in the refrigerator is the best way to do it. Many try to thaw it out at room temperature, and that's the absolute worst way to do it.
Thawing at room temperature is definitely a big no-no. And the longer that a product, especially raw turkey, is out at room temperature, the more opportunity bacteria have to grow. And those then could create heat-resistant toxins that won't be killed by the cooking process. And then if you eat those, it could essentially make you sick. So big no-no is thawing at room temperature.
Another big no-no that could make people sick?
Not sanitizing and cleaning your surfaces after that raw turkey might have been there.
You know that food thermometer you got Dad for Father's Day because he doesn't know what medium rare is? Carruthers says don't rely just on the pop-up timer on your turkey. Use that food thermometer too.
And we really recommend to check the temperature in the thickest part of the breast, the innermost part of the wing and the innermost part of the thigh.
And if you want to enjoy your leftovers throughout the weekend, make sure you get them put away in a timely manner so they don't get bacteria filled.
2 hours is that maximum time frame that they should be allowed to stay out.
Those are just some of the holiday meal no-nos that cause thousands of illnesses every year that could have been prevented. If you have questions about preparing your Thanksgiving meal, the USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline will be open Thanksgiving Day from 8 to 2 Eastern Time at 888-674-6854 or visit ask.usda.gov. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. Have a happy Thanksgiving from Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Let's face it, operating a farm isn't going to get any less expensive this year. That's why an operating loan from Farm Credit MidAmerica is built to give you more cash back and more flexibility in how you are able to manage your funds. Learn more at fcma.com/operating and get an operating loan that pays you back. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Getting ready for a Tuesday that is going to feature a little bit of a drier outlook than what we saw yesterday. Today we are seeing cooler air in behind that minor boundary that moved through yesterday. So I think we see a mix of clouds and sunshine, more clouds and sun at times, especially in northern parts of the state. Definitely cooler today, but I think we are dry all the way through. Getting into tomorrow, we start with the clouds and sunshine, but the clouds sticking up quickly through tomorrow midday and afternoon. That's because there's a weather system coming out of the Central Plains and Missouri Valley that's going to make life interesting overnight tomorrow night through Thanksgiving midday. Low pressure is set to move from central Arkansas to eastern Kentucky in that period from overnight tomorrow night through Thursday midday. That's going to put us on the north side of the low. That is in line to pick up some precipitation. So I think rain and or wet snow definitely is something that we can see for Wednesday night, Thursday. Now, to be clear, there are some social media meteorologists out there that have been talking up a big snowstorm for quite a while. Some of the numbers I've seen have been absolutely stupid. Again, the track put some moisture in here. Rain or wet snow, possibly or likely wet snow with the timing in the overnight. But I don't think it's going to be an over-the-top event. And by the time we get to mid to late morning on Thanksgiving, it is done. So travel problems, I don't think so. Liquid equivalent from this system is a tenth to half an inch for the most part in Indiana. So snow totals are going to be relatively minor. We will update you on the snow potential tomorrow morning. Behind this, we are cloudy for the balance of Thanksgiving and for Friday. The key thing here is that weather system draws down a significant amount of cold air. Very cold. And we're looking at that holding through the weekend and into early next week. So I look for a mix of clouds and sunshine for Friday, for Saturday, and for Sunday. Keep in mind, we are going to be seeing strong northwest flow, so lake effect is going to be here. That's why clouds are going to be kind of hit and miss. You get into southern Indiana, we see better sunshine potential for Saturday, well, Friday and Saturday. Farther north, not so much. We have a weak clipper system trying to come through a late Saturday evening into early Sunday. Could give us a spat of snow in central Indiana. We'll have to see where the track of that is, but the cold air does not ease at all until we get probably till next Wednesday afternoon, Thursday. Well below normal temperatures here. Very chilly. It's going to be our first multi-day freeze, and this could be what we need to get a little bit of frost into the ground as well. We do see temperatures moderating late next week, probably next Friday into Saturday, the 6th into the 7th. But that's also when our next round of moisture may try and come in here. Some hit and miss scattered rain and wet snow. And behind that, we see another surge of cold Canadian air. Really looks to me like this month of December is going to start off very chilly, well below normal. And that period for the 8th, 9th, and 10th could be incredibly cold. We'll have to see how things come together. It's quite a ways out yet. But cold air is not messing around this month. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Corn pretty steady throughout the trading session. Soybeans just above even most of the day. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Farm Market Review. It was a mixed day of trade. I'll have the numbers coming up. We'll begin, though, with market analysis. For that, at the end of trade, I spoke with Chuck Shelby at Risk Management Commodities. Chuck, mixed markets, and it looks as though maybe Thanksgiving week type trading has seeped into the markets. Narrow ranges of trade in both corn and soybeans.
Just not a whole lot of movement there, and that includes a promising start to the bean market, higher in the early morning and overnight. The move just didn't hold up.
No, I think we're entering that holiday trade. We did have some decent exports today in corn and some extra exports, but I think one thing is going on in corn. We have some producers who still have to make a decision on rolling or cashing in their corn as we take the December off the board here. Wednesday is probably the last day to make any changes to those positions. So a little bit of negativity overall, but trading the ranges so far today, and we don't go down too far and we don't go up too far, it seems like.
Yeah, you mentioned the export sales. There was a flash sales announcement to Mexico over the weekend that came in on Monday morning for corn. Nothing for soybeans, but overall it appears that demand is pretty decent for corn. Is that keeping it in line, keeping it from falling off too hard?
Yeah, we're on, for this time of the year, it's the third best pace that we've ever had. So the question becomes, is Mexico and other countries trying to front-run the new administration, or is there just really, you know, a positive demand out there as we move into January and February? We're going to find out that answer, but so far so good. Been excellent corn sales.
Talk about the soybean market, if you can point to why it might have had some early support and some overnight support, even with crude oil very weak. Soy oil, therefore, lower as well, but the meal market was higher. Was that a bonus?
I think that's the case with the soybeans. We've seen an improvement in basis in soybeans. You know, overall, again, we're at the lower end of the range, and with the meal being positive, and again, the time of the year it is, I think overall we're kind of, again, stuck in this range, but certainly going to close a little bit positive, it looks like, today.
The wheat market was a significant sell-off, really, through the trading session, as Israel is engaging in a ceasefire agreement with Hezbollah, and that might take a little bit of risk out of grain movement in the Middle East. Is that a part of the lower move on Monday for wheat?
I think you couple that with what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. You know, Russia fired a missile back into Ukraine, and so we had some premium, I think, put into the wheat market last week with world turmoil. So softer market again today in wheat, and the market's giving up its gains, working back towards the lower end of the range, towards the $5 level.
Chuck, what about advice during this shortened week because of the Thanksgiving holiday and the wild moves that could occur with low volume here during holiday trading?
I think it is a week, again, when you can get some good things going. I think as a producer, if we did get a big move to the upside, that's an opportunity to take advantage of as the basis has really improved. Otherwise, if nothing really happens, expect a quiet week, short trading week, and we'll start the month of December. Good thing about the month of December, generally, that's been a positive month for corn futures to rally.
Chuck Shelby at Risk Management Commodities. The number there is 866-837-9027. Now, the final numbers from Monday trade. December corn, 0.75 cents down, 424.75. March, 433, off 2.25. And May down 2.75, 439.75. Up 2.25, January beans, 985.75. March, 994.25, a gain of 2. Almost 2 cents higher on the May contract, 1007.5. December wheat, 8.5 lower. March contract, 555.75, down 9 cents. Meats ended quiet and mixed, with February live cattle 187.70, down a half dollar, and February lean hogs 85.92, up 25 cents. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.